You do not need to pass some exam to write down. Just as long as you have understanding in your heart how I eat Rasgulla and how I get the ojas from Rasgulla. That's all. Because people ask sometimes, when I give them everything lecture, can I take vitamin B complex? Can I take some calcium pills? Can I take zinc supplements? I say, what lecture I have given, it's just useless. Because I told them how the simple five element prasad can make everything in your body, then still if you are coming back to eating these all pills, then this just class is useless. So that's why I first explain elementary theory of Ayurveda, earth, water, ether, air. These are the five elements in comparison to the modern system of science with the 108 or 110 element, calcium, potassium, magnesium, phosphorus, hydrogen, nitrogen, you know, chlorine, all these. They have 108 or 110 elements. We have just five. This is natural nature. Even one small molecule of hydrogen or atom of hydrogen is also made by five elements. As I mentioned you, that even a smallest and smallest unit of the gross material, which called quartz or duards, that is also made by five element. There is nothing in this material world beyond the five element. And these five element lives together and shows their quality according to dominances. That's why calcium is different than potassium. Potassium is different than magnesium. Magnesium is different than hydrogen. Yes. As I told you, the quality of ojas, enthusiasm, dharya, you know, patience, confidence, willpower, enthusiasm, the facial aura, charmingness, warm-upness, without getting any money, still you are warm-up to do some job. That is all the function of ojas, which is very close to the emotions. And now I will go further advance from ojas to how it relates with the mental emotions. So I draw a picture about the physical body, the best use of the food which you eat, shukra which you produce, and the shukra have three divisions, inferior part, middle part and superior part. Middle part always remains as a body, as a seventh body tissue, which is male and female, both same. Superior part is converted as a ojas, which is very close to the life and emotions. Life lives in the ojas. And the inferior part of the shukra, that is male and female divided as a sperm and ova for reproduction, for reproductive point of view. So there is a quite link with that. So that is altogether, there is a link and channel about all these points. It makes sense? Definitely, the enthusiasm towards fighting with enemy and fighting with friend, the courage for positive things and negative things, the willpower for negative things and positive things, your patience for positive things and negative things. I am very patient to see the blast which I have put a bomb in a building and I am waiting for that. When it's going to blast, then I am going to laugh. This is also a patience, but this is an ignorant patience. It's not the positive patience. The positive patience that you are doing some austerities and sadhana, some practices by which you will see something comes out. So these all emotions can be played a role between positive and negative. That is called manas prakriti, tamas, rajas and sattvic. The three type of the manas prakriti which plays the role through the brain, what food you eat, which kind of food you eat, that type of the body is made. I mean, so many people, those who eat very ignorant food, still they are very good conscious. They are very helpful. They can't see any pain. Like, if you go, there is a, I have seen the system in America, so I just use the name of America, but might be, it is possible in other countries, that they keep their dogs and pets very pettily. They love their pets, you know. They are very loving nature with the animals, you know. How they take care with the pets, with the dog. They have the every 2 weeks, the mobile dog wash company. The mobile van comes and they wash the dogs and cut the haircut for the dog and inject the, you know, injections. And they will take care, they invest lots of money to take care of the arthritis of dog or any pain of them. They're very loving. That is one kind of very pure love for them. Another side, if the dog left the house, unfortunately, he forget how to get in the house. He just went outside. There is one society which have been established by the same people, which is called humanitarian society or something like that. I don't know the name. They catch, they kidnap or they kept wild, those who comes out, the dog center, they wait for 2 days. If the person not claim, they will finish them. So the person won't claim sometime in certain circumstances because it costing more money than having a new pet. One logic, not always, but most of the time they not able to search where is their pet, and in 2 days time they finish them. So one side they are that much dear to take care of the pet, another side they are same way, they finish the pet. Now another sense to explain, the people cannot see a drop of blood. Oh, blood. Another side, the same person is chewing the bone. The same person who says, oh, it's so painful. And the same side, they are taking flesh. People, there is a kind of mental mind quality that they can't see any horrible and like a situation, you know, which is like a killing or murder or something. The same person forget about when they take this meat food or something like that. They don't know this also comes out from the same way. So this is a kind of a quality of manas, which is working in the same guy who is taking the meat, but also ignorant about the rightness of the factor, that this have been also comes out through the same procedure as this killing is going on. So there is a same person have different feeling, which is called manas prakriti, sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. So the being a Vaishnava, being a Vedic consciousness, when you are practicing this all vegetarian food and Vedic, it means not that the vegetarian people does not have cruelty or they won't see this cruelty. Many vegetarian people fight with each other and they kill each other or they see this thing. But still there is a slight difference in that concept of consciousness. The vegetarian people, when they eat ignorantly, like lots chili and hot spicy food, they also have the same negative emotions, the anger, the lust, the greed, the pet, you know. Yeah. Sorry? Hitler was vegetarian. You see? So, these are the manas prakriti. This picture, which is also a photocopy of a book, which is just showing the name of the dhatus to explain, just to keep remember, the people, those who have not noted, which I have drawn yesterday. But I have explained the procedure, how the food converts into the superior quality, middle quality, and the waste product. Now, to understand a relationship between manas, between mind and manas prakriti, and between the food and ojas, and how it's have the relation with the spiritual concept, and then what we need to do to gain that. So we was trying to complete the day before yesterday I was saying, I give the definition of health, who is healthy. And people generally, they got sick and then they go to the doctor and I say, what is the cause of your health? You must need to know, rather than you look for cause of sickness. The cause of sickness is the subject of the doctor, and cause of the health is your responsibility. If you don't know the cause of your health, you never be able to find out cause of sickness. So we give the definition of health: samadosa, samagnischa, samadhatu, malakriya, prasanna atma, indriya, mana, swasthya, itya, abhidhyate. The balance of vata, pita, kapha. That balance can be done by the diet on the basis of taste: the sweet, sour, salt, hot, bitter, astringent, their relationship with vata, pita and kapha. That will help 50% to balance your doshas. Now, second was samadosa samagnischa, the balance of the fire. We have 13 type of the fire: one digestive fire, five element fire, and seven body tissues fire. So we have to balance that fire. And how we are going to balance this body fire? That's, we have to not suppress the body urges. To balance the 13 type of the body fire, we have 13 type of the body urges, the natural cause. Now, can you remember, you have your own body and your body have the cause. Can you remember that how many natural body calls you have? According to the Ayurvedic manual, there is a fixed number of the calls, which is number 13. 1, 3. And try to remember how many calls you can remember according to your own manual. And let's be compared with the manual of the Lord and your own manual. So please tell me, and I will note down, that how many natural body urges do you have? We call body calls, yes. Hunger. The first urge of Prabhuji. Best urge. This is your number. Okay? And I will give you the number according to manual. Yes. Sleep. Eat and sleep. Thirst, if you thirsty after that. In case after eating, if you get this too.
Hypocrite.
Sorry? Reproduce. If this is a body urge? Reproduce. I'm looking at what's your idea about the body urges, and then I will give what's the manual idea. To walk, to move. That's the urge of body. Then you move sometime in the night, then you're sleeping. Sneeze. That means If I eat, I will definitely breathe. If I won't eat, I won't breathe. So breathe is at the end. And if I stop the oxygen supply here, you might survive only 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Pass the air.
Pass the air. That's the intelligent guy who gets this courage to speak about it. I will put you, I give you the must cry. Because according to Ayurveda, this is the important urge. To release the vata or to hold the vata. When you hold the vata, this will destruct your balanced vata. Yes, some more. To split. To sweat, that's his body urge. That's mind urge. The person who is living in air condition, he want to go outside in the hot. The person who is in hot, he want to come in the air condition.
Stretch.
Stretching.
Stretch.
Scratching.
Itch. Is that real body urge?
No.
Is it natural cause?
If the scratching is the natural cause, then all eczema people, those who are scratching, it will be a natural light of the skin.
Blow the nose.
Blow the nose. You mean sneezing? Spitting?
To cry. That's natural. Or unnatural?
To stretch.
Is it natural?
I'm talking about the natural call. Sorry? Routine work. And what you are saying which is unroutine. These things are out of routine. And this is routine. That's the urge. That's natural urge. And this is not natural urge. So the things which is unnatural, you still want to carry with you. Yes.
No. 12. I can see this is 11 and this is 12.
One is more left. You have win the battle actually. You are like Abhimanyu who enter in the all circle and circle and circle, but not comes out. But almost you reach very close. because you are devotee. If I have asked this question in the same karmi people, those who are first time listening to this Ayurvedic class, they say, what's your body at?
To love.
Have sex. Eat. Hate. You know? Big ignorance. So, this sex self is still you have spoke out certain things according to manual, they are not natural. Now, according to Ayurveda, Shudha. Jamha. Swasa. Srama swasa. Astru. Chardi. Is that 13 number?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Kaf. Shudham, K-S-H-U-D-H-A-M. Watch, passing wind. This is the most important body urge or natural call which we ignore and sometimes which we suppress. Because we know the smell of our gas. So we don't want to disturb other surrounding people. So that's why we hold it. I don't want that my neighbor should feel like that. Or my nose should feel ugly. So that's why I hold it. But what is the function? My rectum, which have foully smell, want to release it. But that is a natural function of my body. When this gas accumulated in my colon and it gives me a pressure that it wants to come out, my intellectual mind says, no, you are a great Vaishnava. You are a well-educated person. You're not allowed to offend your own nose. Okay, let's hold it. And you suppress it. Now, this poor gas, where to go? There is no any other hole to come out from your belly. So it slowly, slowly goes upward. And it is in the intestine and comes here as a burp. This is also an offense of modern society, burping like that. Then you send it back. This poor wind goes downward. And then it comes, it creates a pressure, a tension. Then it making noise, you know, churning. It's, oh, this is my tummy. Because class is very silent and my stomach is making noise. So you hold this tummy and you force it. So your nerve ending, which is located in the intestine, in the rectum, you know, nerves, which is giving sensation of feeling of gas. This gas have to be comes out to the pouch of rectum, but it remains there. Body have released it, but your mind have said no. Your subconsciousness brain have released it. Your outer consciousness brain said no. If you are sleeping, you never able to hold your wind. You just pass. Ask with your friend who is sleeping close by you. You never be able to hold it. Because at that time, your outer consciousness brain is not ruling on your subconsciousness brain when you are sleeping. And when you are awakened, your outer consciousness brain starts to rule on your subconsciousness brain, which is taking care of your all vital organ function, natural. No animal is able to stop their urge. If you have horse cart driving, you see, horse just pass the wind. They don't wait. But we are intelligent. So this poor wind reabsorbed by the nerve endings, it goes in the spinal cord, and through the spinal cord it goes in my mind. And then it releases here. So I have a smell sensor here also, you know, smell, memories. That goes in my memory and I start to get crazy. What do you mean by crazy? That your vata aggravation in your nervous system, which makes dryness in the brain tissues, and then you can't tolerate a little thing. And then you say, oh, I'm heavy, I'm going low energy, let's take a cup of spirulina to boost up my energy, or take some Brahmarasayana or Chyawanprash. That's habit which we practice. It creates psychophrenic disorder. Then your brain tissues dry, which is very sensitive for stress, for anxiety, for depression, for unsleepness, for schizophrenia. That you can call ghost or whatever. Poor psychology, poor patience. That's clouded here. Now, this wind, you can say, well, if I am in the temple or if I am in altar, it's offense, it's not allowed it according to. But what you have done, that this urge should not come in the altar room, this urge should not come in temple room, is not that your responsibility to make sure that urges will not disturb you during the sadhana? Is not your responsibility? Your responsibility is only that to hold your urges during the sadhana. That is rajasic bhava, the passionate forcing myself to putting a pressure. Now, if you have a regulated bowel movement, these all winds comes right before when you pass the stool. Nobody saying anything if you pass the wind in the toilet. You make noise and it comes out, it brings the stool out, no problem. But because our habit and practices, we not able to clean the bowel movement totally next morning, then this stool remains in the intestine, which want to go after 2 hour or 1 hour or after 3 hour awaken or after the breakfast, then it have released some gas, because the fermented food, the stool which is in there, that produce gas, and that gas want to comes out during the program, and then it's not allowed it to release. You hold it, that's, and then I'm agitating, not able to concentrate in my class, and I'm yawning. I'm twisting my body, stretching, feeling lethargic, low energy. I'm putting my head to listen the class, but not able to hear the class. This whole body go air pressure, congested. Now this gas which have been released here, you also have a smell center in your posterior brain, not only through the nose. You just not externally not aware about your bad smell, but internally your subconsciousness brain suffocated. Subconsciousness brain says, look, I have given the message to release this wind through the rectum pouch, but this outer consciousness brain never does its duty and sending back to me. And what should I do now here when the terrorists have attacked on my head center? So I have to confuse this outer consciousness work. That's why my behavior changed. You understand what I'm saying? The subconsciousness brain forced, as you forced, as your outer consciousness brain forced to not release the wind, that same way your subconsciousness brain confused your outer consciousness. This is the battle in between two brain parts. And the manas, the subtle mind, the brain is the organ for the mind. So the brain is exhausted with the function of two subconsciousness, outer consciousness, and when manas is trying to operate, want to be have some sweet, nice emotion, but at that time your sweet, nice emotion also convert. The people just immediately change their behavior. In one moment, the person is behaving very nicely, next moment, person is fiery. What's happened? These are the attacks of hydrogen bomb, which you have released in your Brahmanda. In this Brahmanda, this is Brahmanda. Anyway, I think this is enough explanation about the passing way. I cannot give better than that. I will give you idea and key that how you can make a healthy wind at the passing stool time or passing urine time, so this urge will not disturb you during your altar or in sadhana or aarti time or in class time. That makes sense. Being a doctor, my responsibility that your body should not give you trouble during your main spiritual work. But you have also certain responsibility to take care. Yes, Prabhuji. No, it's not natural cause. If this is natural, everybody love it. Do you love that story? This is the manual. You have already said, I can put your story here in the under list. Adham Adhikari, Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari. And this is the right manual. So you can understand how much it is important. The people, those who have habit to hold the urge of wind, then they are sensitive to get the constipation. Because this wind, the wind always comes when your feces want to come out from the colon. It brings by the air, by the apparent vayu, by the lower wind. So when you hold it, then you force it back. So when this wind is going in upside, then it brings the stool also upside. And it dries out the stool, which gets hard, dry stool sometimes to pass. That called constipation. Then when you want it not come, then you need to take some tripla or some medicine from me. I will give you some purgative. This is called second art is winner, passing is two. If you are not regulated to holding your wind, then your stool will be also disturbed. And if you are holding the stool, like you have an urge to go to the stool, and you are sitting in the class, this is very much important question, talking about passion, rajas and tamas, and you have important message to pass the stool. But no, you hold it because the important class will miss. You know, sometimes we have circumstances, we have to hold the stool. And you say, if I not pass in this moment, I'm not going to die. That's your excuse. I'm not going to die if I don't pass one time, I hold it. And when you hold it, the diseases which can be created inside you, piles, hemorrhoids, fistula. These all are the vector diseases. Prostatitis, the prostate inflammation, the blockage of the menstruation cycle, and itching. Because the stool will reabsorb. If you are holding the stool, it reabsorbs by the intestine, and the feces mix up in the blood and comes out as a skin itching. It will disturb your dhyana vayu, the whole body vata, which disturbs the peripheral circulatory system of the nervous system. And headache. You know, headache is the passing wind and holding the stool. These are the two causes of migraine, which is very strongly positive in this advanced society. Migraine and headaches. Because they are so busy, they do not have time to pass the stool and wind. So they get the headache and just take Vasogreen, which dilated the nervous system. Relax it by force. Third is urine. If you're holding the urine, you are increasing the uric acid in your urinary bladder. Like you have a little urge of passing urine first time. You hit it. You're driving your car, you just go ahead and you forget. After
every hour you are in tempo or you are in some way void, and the heart is further come, and then you're still not able to make it, because you are busy with the important one. Then you forget it, and then after 2 or 3 hours further come, then it comes very forcefully. You say, I can't ignore it. And then you look for the fire, excuse me, I want to go to pass the fire. And then you make it, then you say, what a relief, where? Here. Not here. So your bladder have a specific size. Your bladder have a specific size. Now this is dropping. The urine is dropping by the this tube which comes from the kidney. See that they drop, drop, drop. So when it comes 75% quantity, 75% urinary bladder is still, it immediately gives a sign, please pass the urine. When some person can bring to the vagus nerve, it gives a reply here, look, I am feeling of the urine. When you lost the control of the nervous system, then you just pass the water in the different paralytic condition. But in every condition, your urinary bladder gives a sign in the brain that there is a development. So, but your outer consciousness does not allow, because you leave $20 billion business and you will not die if you hold this during the year, because you have the dialysis machine. Anyway, so that second urge comes when it goes 110%. So when it goes 110 and the third urge is 150, this distension, extension of the bladder takes place. You know, and uric acid is free. So this uric acid reabsorbed by this bladder wall, which mixes up with the blood and goes in. This is called rheumatic arthritis, uremia, the pica activation, the itching in the red spots. These toxins, when you have a habit of these type of the practice, this is not like that in one day you hold it and you get this disease. When you are habit and practicing last 20 years this type of the problem, then this pressure goes in the kidney, you might form a stone in kidney, or your kidney function is failure, or you get hypertension. The blood pressure is high due to the dysfunctioning of kidney. So urinary urge is a very important which gets the urogenital disorder. Mutra. Now come, I have given a 3 major explanation about that. You please believe me that all the 13 urges which is releasing the waste through the form of pitta, vata or kapha as a waste product, waste material, through the different urges. Cup, you know, when you just get cup, but you don't want to make noise in the class, so you suppress it. This make your trachea weak and you get asthma. Shit. This is kapha. It's like I write in English, actually, generally it's like that. Kapha. Yeah. In Roman English, it also originated from that, some kind of Sanskrit language. Shit, sneezing. When you sneeze, actually in the sneezing, you blow the nose and some carbon particle, when it obstructed your breathing, it comes out. But generally, to maintain the higher standard of your higher six society, you hold the ping. You just ping. You just hold it and you just make it. Don't make full noise. So you, this carbon particle goes up and it makes sinusitis, and your eye weakness, your sinus problem, ear ringing problem, nose problem, upper head and neck problem. By just because this is air, want to blow it out. Yes. Yeah. Same procedure. It want to comes out, you want to bring it up. Goes in Brahmanda, don't comes out on heaven, lower planet. They don't want to fall in down their cup. They want to uplift it. So spirit is the thirstiness. People don't know they are thirsty. They just drink the water on the measurement, bottle measurement. 2 liter, 1 liter, 4 liter, but they don't know when they are thirsty. Water should be drink thirsty. And you have to recognize the thirst. If you don't recognize the thirst, you get the vocal cord problem, the sore throat, and the throat infections very sensitive. Shudam, hunger next. This is the seventh number of the body urge. Hunger, which we start to drive and talk. This is our kitchen culture. We take care of your hunger next. That's all. If you not take care of your hungerness, you will convert anger. Hungry and angry. Because your pizza go in mind then. So, hunger is chudam, is a seventh number of the earth. Jamba is a yawning. Jamba, yawning. You know, when you are yawn, you actually breathe. You take oxygen faster because lactic acid increase more in your body, which is making your body tired. So to break down the lactic acid, you need more oxygen supply. That's why you breathe long in yawning. That's why people say you tired. When you yawn, people say you look tired. So yawning is a sign of tiredness. You should have to rest. Body is giving sign that you are tired, you take rest. Lactic acid increase more. When you sleep, when you rest, or you stretch your body and then you yawn it. So lactic acid increase more when you are too much brain working, and then acid increase more, so you take oxygen more. So you don't suppress it if you yawn. People just sometimes chew their yawning. You know, just they suck like that because they can't stop it, but they just halfway done this job. So don't suppress your yawning. Swasa, breathing. The normal breathing which you are breathing, sometimes your breathing is making noise, you hold it, or you try to hold it. So, swasa, don't suppress it, it is a natural urge of the body. Sama swasa, the breathing increase due to physical exercise. Sama swasa, the breathing increase due to physical exertion. Like, you are climbing the stairs, and the breathing is going, but you don't want to take, let you come to the run. So you just suppress it. That means your lung of the lung weaker. That's why you are sensitive for chest infection and get the chest disease, such as like tuberculosis. Srama swasa, the breathing which is increased due to the exertion, this is also a body urge. Astru, fear. Tears are also the natural urge which can come out by the hate and love in both situations. Generally, you have to control the anger and love on top of the head before it leaves the body. But when it leaves your body, the tears come out and then you don't want to show your tears. You know, sometimes our face goes red, I want to just cry but I don't want to show my tears, I'm holding it or I just do like that. This is holding the tears create the eye diseases. So let them go out because this is a waste product which have been secreted by the eye sebaceous glands. So release them. And this taste of the tears is sometimes salty and sometimes sweet. Let's try to taste your tears. We never taste our tears. We try to taste the other's tears. Shardi, vomiting. Vomiting, throw up.
Shakti.
That your stomach wants to throw out. You know, vomit. Sorry? This is the part of my list, Chardi. This is your list. You didn't spoke. You didn't spoke about vomiting, but the manual is speaking about this. So this is also a natural herb, some food which is not suited to your stomach. So your stomach wants to throw it out immediately, but you fearful sometimes throwing, or sometimes just throw it down, then you just swallow it. It comes to mouth, you send it back. Yeah. Swallowing the vomiting material, sometimes it happens. That redigest becomes as a skin disease. When you swallow your mucus, it also makes eczema on your skin. it is the outermost layer of the body, which is just like a milk cream. When you boil the milk and top layer of the milk come as it is. If your milk is good, then you have a good milk cream. So if your inside oiling of the body tissues are proper, then you have a proper skin. When your metabolism of the body tissues are not proper, then your skin is not proper. Shardi, vomiting. Now, Hangar, passing wind have said, Hangar have said, sleep is not body urge. Sleep is not said here as a body urge. No. It's a neck. The body urge is not counted here, sleep. Look, the body urge is that body wants to release it. Yawning is there, which is the sign of tiredness, you should take that. So don't suppress your yawning, you take oxygen and you understand now I'm tired, I have to sleep. But sleep is not a direct sign of the natural body clock. That you get up in the morning time, 4:30, and your body says, so I want to sleep again. Or I want to sleep in the class. This is tiredness. Yawning is fine, which is tiredness, it's different. So sleep is not considered as in this manual. So this is not something you want to release it out. The sleep you want to take it, not to release it. I'm saying Vedanta Dharya, you should not hold up at it. And here you are taking something. You understand what I'm saying? There is difference. Sleep you are taking. Sleep you need to take. But hardly you should not need to take. Means you have to let them out. Make sense? What is? 13 number I'm going to explain. Just wait first, crest the 12. So the sleep is not considered in that which you have spoken here. That is what you are missing. Thirst is there, stool is there, urine is there, sneeze is there, yawning is there, cup is there. But is also like a passing wind up and down. Same cup. Breath is there, but samasvasa is not there. And spitting the mucus, that is also considered. So couple of urges like chardi, vomiting is new, tears are new, samasvasa is new. And the thirst is also, you have said that, but this is very important. If the first urge you have suppressed, then it will disturb simultaneously the other urge. Now, Retas is known as reproductive fluid. Reproductive fluids which have been reproduced. The reproduce is the desire of mind. But the reproductive fluid is not the desire of mind, is a body product. Now to understand, it shows that I am saying there, we have 8 mental urges which you have to suppress. These are the urges which you should not suppress. So in this point, it looks like that the reproductive fluid we have to not suppress. It means it looks in sideways that we have to not suppress the sexual desire. In this sense, but this is not exact meaning of that word, because we have 8 mental urges which you have to suppress. This is not suppress. Don't suppress means release them. So generally people suppress the main body urges and release the mental urges. they do upside down. If you are angry, let's show your anger. That's the modern practice. But this is totally upside down. In Ayurveda, if you are angry, you should control your anger. And if your wind want to come up, you should just release it to make other people angry. Because it's not a problem if other people are angry, still you are angry. But if you are angry, then you are sick. If you will sick. And if someone is angry, then you can say, I'm sorry, I have just points my body in this. So you can take it. But if you are old there, then you are not going to say, excuse, yes, I'm right. You are going to stay like that. If you hold your brain, then your subconscious brain will be angry, which you are not going to know, then your outer consciousness brain will be angry. If you release, then this outer consciousness brain will be angry, who is receiving it, but your subconsciousness brain and outer consciousness brain both angry, so you can easily handle the other person's problem. But if you are in problem, how you can take care of the other's problem? It's not possible. So we have 8 main qualities which you have to control. This is Kama Krodha Lobha Moha Isha Desha Raga Ati Raga. Kama Krodha Lobha Moha Isha Desha Raga Ati Raga. This is talking about body. This is talking about mind. And we have something also to talk about consciousness. Kama is known as, in general, as a sex. But not only sex. The enjoyment is the kama. The sense gratification is the kama. Whether you are enjoying your eyes or your nose or your tongue, your ear, or your sexual part of the body or your physical whatever. This is all considered as a kama when you are overindulging. Is that right? What I'm saying? Something like that. So that is called kama. Now, if we consider that sex, the kama, the entertainment, the enjoyment, which you have, this is the idea of mind. It's not the idea of your physical body. This idea first comes in mind when you see someone beautiful or non-beautiful, whatever. Its idea comes in the mind. Then this idea in the mind grounded and grounded and grounded. Then it leads your brain by your thoughts. And when your thoughts stimulate your pituitary gland, then pituitary gland stimulates your adrenal gland. Then your body go active. Then it stimulates your reproductive organs. And then you engage. Now, here I am saying, don't suppress the reproductive fluid. And here I am saying, suppress your mental energy. So, the sex, the desire of the sex, you have to control on subtle level, in the mind level, before it leaves your body. And if it has leaves the body, then it's too late. You engage in the sexual relationship, and then you say, oh no, no, Prabhuji, I am celebrating. Then it's too late. Because it will develop a number of diseases, the stones and other problems. So at that time, if you are trying to remember your celibatic practice, it's too late. It's just like a waste product. But this is your mind which activates your body to produce it. This is not naturally comes out, just like a urine. You never feel the urge that the reproductive fluids want to come out as urine, as a stool, or as mucus, or as vomit. You never activate yourself to pass a stool. You never activate yourself to pass urine. You never activate. You can't do anything. You try. When you constipated, you think 1,000 times to pass the stool, but won't come.
But as soon as you think about the sexual entertainment, it stimulates your body and it just comes. So this is you who have the idea of the mind. So therefore, suppress this in the mind before it leaves. But if it has already leaded your body, then you are trying to remember, it's just a passionate way, Hatha Yoga, which is spoiling your physical health. So you have to control the mind on such a level to make your healthy body. That's why to suppressing this desire, here is healthy. Yes. Until unless you won't get the idea, you never agitate. The sexual agitation always comes when you start to think something. That's why in the Vedic culture, the relationship have a name. In Vedic culture, the relationship have a name. And according to that name of relationship, you are going to speak, you are going to behave. For example, when Mataji and Prabhu, they have a relation. What the relation? Either your brother, your sister, or mother, or daughter, or wife of younger brother, or mother of sister, or relations. So in that relation, you cannot think about having that type of relationship. You have a limitation. And when you have a Vedic study, you have a more limitation. So when you have a freedom, then no meaning of relation. And just like a animal society. So this is different that way. Is it clear? Kama, krodha. If you are not able to control this, then you are angry. So suppress the krodha, angerness. Lobha, greediness. Moha, attachment. Isha, jealous, vesha, envies, raga, atiraga, pride and over pride. You are attached with your prestige that this person must have to go down for me and is not going down. I feel slightly insulted. This is over pride. You know, that's the all calculation of mine. Vesha is envy. We love the envies. When we are, two people are talking that this person is like that. When this person came, I just shut my mouth. I'm so very nice. Raga is like a kind of pride that I am a doctor. And I have that many patients, this is my attachment with my life. And after that I go over raga, means ati raga, the over pride. That I am a doctor, I have that many patients, these people have to pay respiration. Prestigiousness. The prestige pressure cooker we call it. Yes.
Moha
is an illusion which we call attachment. Yes, you can speak the raga, but there is a slightly difference between raga and moha. When I say the moha, then we have materialistic attachment. Then I am attached with my pen, or I am attached with my pen, and I feel depressed. This is moha, which you can say illusionary. I am attached to that illusionary thing. I know my body is not mine. It's going to be decayed one day, but still I am attached. That is also moha. But then this is a moha which converted in pride and I am most beautiful. So then this will convert in raga and atiraga. So moha, raga, atiraga. When you are attached with the physical thing, when you are attached with the natural thing, and then you are prestigious or over attached, atiraga. Envy. 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 Sorry? Hate? Envy, what you call with envy? Hate is close to jealous. Envy is just unnecessary. You love to criticize someone. Unnecessarily, you love to criticize someone.
What do you think about it? I don't like this one, I like that issue.
The difference between Isha and Jisha.
Isha is that you feel horny, that you want revenge. But in envy, actually you don't want revenge. You just love to speak out some nonsense about someone. But when someone comes, then you please be very nice. But in Isha, you are not nice, you just run away in front of them. That's the basic difference. In envy, you might criticize him and temper pressing and blah, 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 blah. But when temper pressing and come in front, you are so nice. But if you are in Isha with the temper pressing, you go this way. When the temper pressing comes, you go this way. Many ways. Wish is like a twig, means two. Isha in between, like that. Wish. I mean, you have lots of explanation about this eight mental demon of the sadhana, which we have to control. This is Ayurveda, which says about it. You have to, must suppress them. When you practice these things, then it's helped. Now, this so-called modern society, I put in center, which is based on sexual relationship. This is the pot, or this is the body, which is filled with the seven body tissues, rasa, rakta, mansa, veda, asti, majja, and shukra, and then ojas. Clear? Now this is a body, is a pot, which is made by the seven body tissues. This pot is full with the nicely. Now, when you are engaged in the more sexual activities, you release the more reproductive fluid. As I told you, the shukra, there is a fire of shukra which work on shukra. It divides into the three, the inferior part, middle part, and superior part. But when you are excessively producing, inferior part is reproductive fluid. When you are excessively releasing the inferior part, then this middle part also comes out here. Then you lose your immunity, your physical immunity. Then you lose your physical immunity, and then it's the ojas, the superior part, which is converted as ojas, that's also depleted. The ojas is also depleted. So you might seem quite very nice, good, strong body person, those who are engaging in all illicit sex life and eating all nonsense, and you look, their bodies are very good and well built. But their immunity and resistance are very low. In emotional level, they are very low. Because ojas is depleted. So, when this thing is passing too much, then it starts to release the shukra. Sometimes it goes in that way, that you are, one dhatu is releasing over. So it takes the, you know, your tap, it takes out the energy too much. And this ojas is also depleted and more excessively. So ojas is the controller, have the relation with the emotion. Now, the kama, the mind which has the sexual desire too much, thinking, that is an emotion. These all are the emotion. It does not have a physical existence. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Isha, Dvesha, Raga, Atiraga, these are the just words. These are the just words. There is no such a physical body in our body which produce these kama krodha lobha moha isha desha raga atiraga. We have the physical organs which produce this stool, urine, cough, mucus, breathing. But we do not have a physical organ in our body which produce such a thing. So this is just an emotion which comes outside to inside. The thoughts, the ideas, which you, how you receive it. Yes, then now I would like to give you the definition of mana according to Ayurveda. The mana is not brain. The mana is the subtle brain, subtle mind, ekatvam cha avutvam cha vibhutvam cha. Ekatvam cha anutvam cha vibhutvam cha. These are the three qualities of the mind. Ekatvam cha anutvam cha vibhutvam cha. Ekatvam cha means mind is one. Mind is one. Ekatvam cha is means one. Ek means one. Eka. Ek, ek. Spelling might be just ek. I'm just look my consciousness what I'm saying. Ekatvam cha. The mind is one. Anutvam cha. Anu means very small, minute. Anu. Ekatvam cha. Anutvam cha. Mind is one and very, very minute. Very, very small. It can go everywhere. You can close eyes and search everything. You go. You have landed in JKF Kennedy Airport. You comes out from the airport. You take a bus. You going to New Jersey. You reach in the Tawaka Temple. And you can see the deities there. This is the beauty of mind. Ek, this is one which is going on, and this is very minute which can make the hole in the all wall. Ekatvam cha, mind is one. Anutvam cha, it is a very minute. It can go everywhere. And vibhutvam cha, it have quality of universe. It is existing everywhere. That's why it's able to see the Los Angeles Dwarkadhish temple. Sorry? Vibhu means bigger, maha, mahat. Like ahankara. You know? Unlimited. Unlimited is not the proper word to use here. Yeah. Unlimited. Vibhu is existing everywhere, but beyond the limit. Because unlimited is the Supreme Krishna. That is called Atma. Yeah, Vibhu is means great, big. Mahat, which can be like that. That's why this is one and very minute. You know, one, it is with me, wherever, and it is very minute. Then how it is reaching in a Los Angeles Dwarkadhish temple? This is big, Vibhu. It's have a bridge there to here. This is the quality of mind. Ekatvam cha, anuttam cha, vibhuttam cha. These are the three quality of mind. Ekatvam, anuttam and vibhuttam. You can understand something can be, is there anything, something like that? Which is one, which is very minute, which is very big. How it possible? That's why it's chanchala. Sometimes it's here, but sometimes it's there. It's not there and it's not here. Faster than wind, yes. So come here. When you are excessively engaged in that, then you excessively engage in the sexual activities and losing your immunity and resistance and tolerance, depleting your ojas, you develop the negative emotion more faster. But this is not only the cause of negative emotion. The negative emotions we also have, being a devotee. So these negative emotions can be grieved when we are suppressing the body urges. And if by single-handed you are trying to control your mental urges, you will be failed. You will never be succeed till you not keep balance, the first step of your physical body. This is very important situation now for the class to understand this point. If you not understand, please ask me again and again. What I am saying here, all the spiritual literature, all the leaders and teachers and speakers explain, these are the bad things we have to give up. Okay? Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, isha, desha, raga, ati raga, just give up. Give me all your lakshmi and you give up these all things. Just give the lakshmi to Krishna and then you give up. This is very simple conversation. But you will be not able and successful just by single-handed to control this mind. In many verses we have explained that Atma is the boss of Mana. The soul is the boss of mind. And super soul is the boss of soul. There is no problem. It's adjusting. But to play this role, you need to utilize your brain tissues. And brain tissues are the physical body part. If you are dead, you do not angry, you do not love, you do not hate, you do not envious when you are dead. As soon as you alive, your whole maya start. So, when you are alive in the presence of Atma, your mind is working. And due to the presence of Atma, your body is alive. Try to understand here. Due to the presence of Atma, your mind is working. But due to the presence of your Atma, your body is alive. Now, if Atma is gone out from the body, then this body will not show any love and hate and emotion. Clear? But when Atma comes, then it starts envy, kama, krodha, lobha, isha. So body has some role with Atma, which showing these qualities. Make sense? So this body which have role, now these are the 13 urges of the body which keep the body neat and clean. If you are holding these urges, then you are getting these emotions. If you are not holding these urges, you will not have these emotions at least 50%. And rest of the 50% you can easily overcome. That's why I say, when you hold the wind, your mind goes crazy. Because brain tissues goes vata aggravation. And at that time, this mana, which is trying to work, trying to think, trying to see. You know, why you go to Los Angeles or why you go to your own house while you are sitting here? You're missing your hometown because you are dead. At that time, you are healthily missing or you are sickly missing. Sometimes your missing will bring you so much sick that you go in depression. And sometimes you are healthily missing that you have your things, but your sattva quality overcome on that. You still enjoy your presence other places. Is that right? So, when your body is neat and clean, then your sattva quality of mind easily overcome on these mental emotions. If your body is not neat and clean, then your sattvic quality of mind will not help you properly to control your mental emotions. What do you think about it? half an hour minimum, because it diluted the digestive juices and it make indigestion. This is a big relation here. That's why sometime when I discuss with the devotees, they say no, anger is good on some places. Prabhupada also get angry, so I also get angry. One time Srila Prabhupada was sitting in the New York temple and talking with Rambhadra Prabhu. He is the New York temple president, isn't it? Nirantar Prabhu in Dwarkadish, he was speaking this memory of Srila Prabhupada in the morning time aarti. I was sitting one day there. And he was telling that Rambhadra Prabhu is saying to the Srila Prabhupada, Maharaj, because he have always hard time to deal with one devotee in temple to making management. Maharaj, this devotee is not suitable for this temple. Please you send somewhere else or you call to Vrindavan temple. It's very hard for us to maintain the temple. Prabhupada said, This is his favorite answer of Srila Prabhupada, And he slightly go agitated, his New York brain. I don't know whether he has New York brain or, but he has the brain. Rambhadra Prabhu, he is very good friend of my father. So then Rambhadra Prabhu said, Gurudev, please try to listen to me. I am requesting you, this devotee is not suitable at all. It is disturbing everybody. Srila Prabhupada further said, Now he is just flat, he's fired. Guru Maharaj, either you keep me or keep him. You have to choose one person. Or otherwise give some solution. Srila Prabhupada further third time say, And he was Prabhupada. So then when he third time say, then Rambhadra Prabhu slightly slow down his speed. He might thinking that might be looks my fault. He is again and again saying, So he humbly presents, please Gurudev, forgive me if I have offended you. But please kindly give some solution, not say whom. And Srila Prabhupada says, please tolerate him. He go again fired up. How to tolerate? Srila Prabhupada says, as I am tolerating you. Because he was also tolerating him. So that's, we easily take the Srila Prabhupada can be angry, so we can be also angry. But it is taking long story to be Srila Prabhupada. He started the movement in 70s, and he's old man when he reached in the New York City. And he's doing all the things. Anyway, the main focus is there, I was saying, is spiritual anger. Sometimes people say, devotees say, well, if you are angry on some devotees for some spiritual work, this is recommended. Anger is not recommended. Whether you are in Mrityuloka, whether you are in Heavenly Loka. One time, yes. Sorry? But we are not on the Krishna level. We are in Mrityuloka. One time, I don't want to go in the stories, otherwise it will be too long. Yes. There is a story in the Bhagavatam actually about this angerness, how the Krishna have souls to control the angerness.
Oh, yes.
Regarding the Madhu and Kaitava, when Prabhu came to hit the chest of the Vishnu. And the Vishnu says, oh, dear sir, might be your foot have been broken because my chest is like too hard. You know? And Prabhu says, well, look, this is slightly strange. So Krishna have not only be anger, but there is many other nice examples. Krishna have excused Shishupal 100 times. Forgive. Shishupal, he was giving abusing Krishna. He said, okay, no problem, please relax, guy. But he was not relaxed. Then he said, okay, now your business is finished. please go, comes to my dham. Yes. There is only slight difference. It's very hard to control that anger when you are angry. This is a very challenging. In Ayurveda, very specifically said, anger is not good in any stage. If it is not good, it means it is not good. There is no excuse for that. For example, mother is angry with the child. It means not that mother want to kill the child. It's also angry. But sometime mother lose the control, then he hit the child, which might broke the... So, you never know when you are going to be out of control in the anger. It's very natural. Sometimes kids are doing bum 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 bum. And I was frustrated. And I get angry. And I know right after that I have lost my control. I can really judge it. Try to judge it. If we maintain this physical body neat and clean, means brain tissues are relaxed and sattvic. This manas. I was explaining, I say this plays 50% role. This plays 50% role to help you physically. When your body is neat and clean, it plays 50% role to help you to control this 50%. But 50% power goes with this ekattam, anuttam, vibhuttam. You need to understand mind, the nature of mind, that this is one, this is very minute, and it can go everywhere. And if you are running behind the mind, if you are bringing your physical body with mind, mind speed is faster and faster. Your physical body does not have that much speed. But you force your physical body to complete the destination of mind. That's why your body vata go high. You understand what I'm saying? Your body is limited and mind is unlimited. In another sense, you can put this word in vibhutvam place. The body in, just to explain, the mind body is limited. My range of hand just up to here, my range of eyes just to see up to 1 kilometer, my range of ear limited, my tongue range is limited. It can just grip the rasgulla only 5 centimeter further than me, or somebody tongue can go forward. So this is body is limited, but mind is unlimited, which can create this big world. And when I force myself, then I lost my control here. That's why it's need to understand the nature of mind. And with this nature of mind, 50% section control. And if this neat and clean, then you have easy to understand the nature of mind. And you have easy to understand this thing also. But beside that, you have doing everything good here and you have good control here. But if you not understand this ekattam, anuttam, vibhuttam, these 3 quality of mind, you still lost. You have chances to be lost. People does everything very perfect but still fail in the success. Because it's need to understand body, mind, consciousness according to manual. Any other question? This is not a fixed set pattern that first you lose your physical power or first you lose your ojas power. It depends your strong attachment with your emotion. If your sex emotion is so strongly attached, it might not work on physical body, it takes time, but it work on your ojas power very fast, you make suicide. People make suicide even. This physical sex is still burning ojas. Yes. Yes. I am saying not only sex, all eight these things. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, isha, desha, raga, ati raga. If he is practicing these all emotion, they are using ojas. They are depleting ojas. So this is just one leg. This is just one leg. But the eight legs are, that's why they are eight demons for a spiritual path. They lead it one by one, more faster and faster and faster. Because when you not complete the sex, then you get angry. When you get angry, then you are getting greedy. You know, you want to hold the things, and then you... This is like a sequence.
When you say that they are more stronger than Kama, Loka stronger than Kama, Loka stronger than Kama,
it's... It's... Yeah, yeah. Any other question?
But how we can understand the nature of mind?
Practice 6 months self-healing program, that's all. This all explanation I am giving to surrender for practice. I do not have any intention to teach you all these things. But your mind is not going to be surrendered if I say, just do some oil rubbing on your body. Or if I say, cleanse your stomach. If I say, get up 4 o'clock, I say, do this thing, or go to bed, or chew food well. You're not going to listen till I will not give the full answer for your mahad, the vibhuttam mind.
To
self-healing.
Ayurveda.
No, don't surrender for Ayurveda. As long as you surrender for yourself, this is enough. Ayurveda is quite big. If you can take care of yourself, that's plenty for us.
I'm very satisfied with your answer.
You're welcome.
Very beautiful answer.
That's so satisfied. Thank you very much. Any other question, Prabhuji? We have to go one step more for certain more questions which are still existing in your mind. Because when you have total truth, then no question will come at the end of the class. So I have one step more. I have talked about body, I have talked about mind, and I have shown the relation between body and mind. But now I have to make the relationship between body, mind and consciousness. So I did not want to start that topic today because it further needs a whole sequence of lecture. Because you all conscious about conscience. I am only unconscious about conscience. So we would like to be make conscious about conscience. So we will talk about consciousness. I am not saying Krishna consciousness. This is spiritual path. But how we can help from the physical path of consciousness to the spiritual path. Like as I give you the example of outer consciousness brain, inner consciousness brain. When you suppress, your body want to release, your subconsciousness brain want to release, but affect the outer consciousness brain get affected, you know, by their order of command. So this is just going between physical brain and material body, and I just give few idea about the subtle mind, ekattam, anuttam, vibhuttam. And then I have to, sometimes people confused about the consciousness and mind same. Sometimes people mixed up that. Oh, that's my mind or that's my consciousness? Yes. It should not come.
Then how it is to become ojas? Because when the
If you are not losing air, then it's going somewhere. If your bucket is full with everything, if you not have a hole in bucket, then this bucket is filling up. It's converting in ojas, in immunity, in patience, in resistance, in tolerance. These all emotions. So that's a physical subject which I have to... This is the higher physical subject with linking with the higher consciousness subject. The subconsciousness brain and outer consciousness brain, I have to work on that. So that's why I'm saying one step I need to go ahead. I already said, if I'm not going to give answer, still there's some more question will come. But after having a complete picture, then I believe that there no question will come. If it is question will come, I will learn it as a student to try to search again that my studies are incomplete in Ayurveda. Ayurveda is complete. I do not have doubt about it. So, anybody have any last question before we close this class? Yes, Mother. Yeah, I understand this question. Yeah. He wants to understand where it is living in the tissues or something like that. I will work on that. I will work on that. It's need to wait for that. I have just cleaned your wind. I've just cleaned the urine. How is it possible to understand that high quality of ojas when you not practice to clean the bowel movement? It's very true. People are not qualified. That's why on some places I say, please practice 6 months science of self-healing. And when your bowels are clean and your wind is on time, you're not holding anybody else, then your ojas will giving shine on your face. I do not need to tell you that this is the ojas in the book. It is practically existing with you. Yes, Prabhuji. Like swasa and samaswasa, like breathing, normal breathing. Sometimes your breathing is making noise. Like you are in a sound room, your breathing is coming through the nose which is obstructing. You know, like sometimes make noise. And you say, it's look not good. So you slightly shallowly breathing. You breathe shallow. And this shallow breathing is suppression of the breathing, which is harmful for you. Because you're supplying less oxygen for your brain. When you supply the less oxygen to your brain, then your outer consciousness not does work properly. Just by to make the everyone happy that your nose is stuck and you don't want to, this is the way. And Sramaswasa said that when you are coming very high speed, and then you have to speak nicely, so you hold it. That is wrong. First you 5 minute wait and sit down and breathe normally, and then you make your appointment properly. Clear? Okay.